talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct. Coming to you on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and then I will get to the lines. I see you on the lines already. Appreciate the calls. Well, developments in the Congress, now that Kevin McCarthy, unfortunately, is the speaker, they voted on and passed a rules package. There was one dissenting. Remember, they have 222 votes. We have, when I say we, I mean the Democratic Party. I was the chairman of the Democratic Party at one time. 213. One of our congressmen passed away. There has not yet been a special election to replace him. In any event, they got 221 votes. They lost a vote. They lost Tony Gonzalez, Republican of Texas. He represents Uvalde. My advice to him is, why don't you get cracking and investigating further what happened when all these police officers in Uvalde stood around for a long, long time while second graders were being shot, by the way. Anyway, he voted against the rules package. He was the only one. Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, hinted that she would, and she did not do it. This rules package is toxic. It's toxic. First of all, there was a lot of misrepresentation about it when it was passed. Give you an example. Guy gets up speaking for McCarthy, and he says, there's nothing wrong with this rules package. It's the identical rules package that we unveiled back on January 3rd before all this business of the stalled election vote, maybe one other really minor thing. And everybody goes, okay, well, maybe it's on. Well, no, because what he didn't disclose was there's a 3-page secret addendum that he misrepresented. It's not clear that even every Republican saw it. And that's how it was published. They are going to, in this rules package, vote to hobble and essentially functionally eliminate the Office of Ethics, Congressional Ethics. George Santos, the clown from Staten Island, who lied about everything, where he's from, who he worked for, where he went to school, his money, everything. And he's being investigated in Brazil for financial fraud, and he's being investigated by a bunch of other prosecutors in the United States. And he gave a statement. He said, this is terrific. We don't need an Office of Congressional Ethics. Well, McCarthy agrees with him. Apparently, the Trump people agree with him. I'm going to find out. George Santos then paid a guy $100,000 to call major donors and misrepresent himself as being Kevin McCarthy's chief of staff. Kevin McCarthy found out about it in August and didn't do anything about it. The clown gets in. And then, of course, right now, he's not going to get reelected. The question is, does he get prosecuted? But here's some of the other things in this toxic rules package. And I will get to the lines. Do not hang up. On the Office of Congressional Ethics, 3 of the 4 Democrats, because it's equally divided between Democrats and Republicans, are going to have to leave because it imposes a term limit and they would exceed it. It will take months to replace them. No new staff can be added after 1 month, 30 days, and it's hard to find the staff and to interview them and train them. Four board members have to sign off on any staffing decision. Right now it is one staff that's trying to hire others. And there can be no vacancies filled for the next 2 years. They emasculated this thing. This is the one where they also said that they are going to keep spending to 2022 limits, no increase even for inflation, much less emergencies. They're going to defund the military, cut it substantially, right when we have Putin, the sadist, genocidal sadist. Yesterday, he threatened France and Britain. He said, it'd be nice if they didn't exist. He's not going to do it, of course, because if he did, Russia wouldn't exist. He's very careful not to talk about the United States. I don't even like this kind of talk. You have clowns saying they're going to defund the military and bring it down in the Republican Party. They are also not going to increase the debt limit. Unless we cut Social Security, when I say we, the Democrats, and Medicare, almost in half. This is the way to eliminate them. I'm going to talk about that a lot more, about how we can circumvent it. We're going to go to the lines right now. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Yeah, I'm sorry to call so early in the show, Matt, but you just do such an outstanding job. I hate to interrupt your topic of the day, but yes, I was reviewing, you know, your show from yesterday, and it was so great when you discussed now about the Supreme Court justice position, because this thing is not being discussed on my side of the state or anything about it, which drives me bananas. However, you said some very, very important things. And one of the things, if I'm correct, this position is for 10 years that right. This person sits on that bench for 10 years. Is that correct?
That is correct, Jean. Absolutely. It's a 10-year term.
Okay, now, this amendment that they might have us vote on, this change to our Constitution, you know, they've tried it before, and you just explained it so well why people, and if you could do that again in your words, because you're more eloquent than I am, I just say it like it is, and you just got a way about you. And explain, please, to anybody who's listening, why they should always vote no when they're bringing up this the constitutional amendment to change the power, you know, take the power from our governor and give right. it to these people, because the governor was voted for statewide, and a lot of Republicans voted for Governor Evers, and they like him. But I don't think a lot of people understand what they would be voting for if they pass this amendment to give the power to our gerrymandered legislature. You did such a great job. I hope that they could use that as the educational piece from the other day, because it was outstanding. And thank you so much, Matt, for keeping us up to date on things,
and so we understand better. And listen, don't sell yourself short on the eloquence side of this thing. There's no one more passionate than you. I'm going to respond to your comments. Then I'm going to go to one other caller before the end of this segment. And I'm going to talk about the Supreme Court race a little later in this segment. Janet Protasiewicz is who I'm supporting, and it's essential to get her in if we want fair maps. But on the constitutional amendment, here's my thinking. The assembly right now, if they pass legislation, Evers can veto it. And they don't have 2/3 to override him, which is what it takes to override a veto, although they're pretty darn close. So what they're doing is putting garbage as constitutional amendments. They're junking up our Constitution with garbage amendments because the governor can't veto a constitutional amendment that's passed by the legislature. He can veto everything else, but not that. So they are garbaging it up. They are legislating through constitutional amendment. One of the things they're trying to garbage up is say, well, financially, the governor can't allocate federal money that comes in. What Evers did, of course, was take this federal money. He can put it towards relief in various communities for their budgets because of COVID, various public health initiatives, and so on. They want Voss and LeMahieu to do it, but they're gerrymandered. Neither one of them could find his rear end if he had both hands in his back pockets. He couldn't be hired anywhere, these characters. They're gerrymandered, and they will write it in a way that confuses you. And you'll look at it and say, that sounds reasonable. The other one is they're going to put a thing on cash bail to make it sound like they are keeping people in jail and everybody else isn't. That's false. Absolutely false. Right now, the law says that federal dollars that come in can be allocated by the governor. I don't want it allocated by a gerrymandered legislature, neither do you. And on people who are dangerous, there should be a legislative change to our bail that says judges can set no bail. In other words, they can't have bail. They got to stay in if they're very dangerous. I don't want them screwing around with junk legislation masquerading as constitutional amendments. And the final thing on that that I want to say is this. Any constitutional amendment that you see on the ballot was passed. It was passed by gerrymandered legislators, by Voss and LeMahieu, anything. They will put it in confusing language. It will sound good, maybe. My own sister called me on something that they had out in Waukesha County. She lives in Oconomowoc. That was on the, and she said, what does this mean? And of course, it was the Waukesha Republican Party that put in a sneaky, misleading thing. If a Republican drafts any constitutional amendment, they are out to defraud you. I don't care what it says, whether you understand it, whether you want to understand it. If you see a constitutional amendment on any ballot that was passed by a gerrymandered legislature, and if it's statewide, Gene, you're talking about the Eau Claire area, and I'm talking about the Milwaukee area, the Madison area, and the Green Bay area, I don't care where it is. If it's statewide, it was passed by the state legislature. Our state legislature right now is illegitimate. It was not elected on fair maps. Democrats get more than half the vote in these elections, and they get one third of the legislators. The people who are doing it, it was drafted by their donors. It was drafted by the big shots in the Republican Party. And they are very skillful about writing it to make it sound benign. And I don't have time, obviously, or the ability to talk to every voter in the state and explain how sneaky it is. Just remember that if it's on a ballot, until we have fair maps, it's sneaky. Do not vote for sneakiness. You will be voting ultimately for depriving yourself of the right to vote on things. And having a statewide elected person like Evers, you can't gerrymander a governor election, having any say in this stuff. If it's on the ballot with no fair maps, it's sneaky. Go to a break. You're on the line. I see you, everybody else. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Nice call, Jeannie, as always. Hey, I watched the insurrection in Brazil. It looked a lot like January 6th, but no one was killed down there. And I just want to say, in this state, we reelected a senator. His name is Johnson, and he was carrying around fake electors. We also elected a known insurrectionist in the third CD. I don't want the same thing to happen in the Supreme Court, and I watched that on TV yesterday. We have three election deniers on the Supreme Court. One of them is retiring, and yesterday she endorsed the judge from Waukesha. That's scary. And then, of course, you have Kelly, and he was appointed by a Walker, and he's a mega Republican, and that's also scary. And then I watched the judge from Dane County. I don't think he has enough experience. And the last thing I'm going to say is this judge, Janet, she is for democracy, and she's for she's against gerrymandering. And just those two things alone, after I watched her yesterday, well, with all this other stuff that's went on, in fact, in Congress, they put these crazy people back in charge. But she needs to get elected, and I don't know how many times. I hate to keep saying this, but this lady is really good. I don't know if you watched yesterday's. It was kind of like a debate there, but we got to get rid of gerrymandering, and we got to straighten out the Supreme Court. Anytime you're going to vote to decertify an election, and there's two of them left on there. So with that, Matt, I'll let you respond later on down the road. Thanks for listening to me today.
Well, that is a tremendous point you're making, and I want to build on that because it's an important segment on this show. There are four people, just so everybody knows, four people running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And as Jean of Eau Claire said, it's a 10-year term. Now, 10 years is a long time. They will serve till the year 2033. They will vote on every election case. And there are three election deniers on the Supreme Court. One of them is retiring, and that's the seat that's up for election. Now, there's still two others. And there's Brian Hagedorn, who's also a Republican, even though he stood tall and he stood for certifying Joe Biden. He's not an election denier. I respect for him, even though he's a conservative Republican on other things. However, let's take a look at this election. This Janet Protasiewicz. Janet Protasiewicz is the most experienced prosecutor, I think, that's ever run for the Supreme Court. She was a prosecutor in Milwaukee County well over 20 years on some of the worst cases, did a terrific job, and now a two-term judge. There's no one more experienced, number one. Then number two, there's this Dan Kelly, who is pure Trump, pure MAGA, election denier. He would hold on to the gerrymandering. You can't have him. Kelly is bad news. The third is this Janet Doro from Waukesha. She was just endorsed by Pat Rogensack, one of the election deniers in the Supreme Court, and who's leaving, and it's her seat that's up for election. No, I do not want Doro. Doro is a conservative Republican, very conservative, and will not do anything to alleviate, to help the situation with gerrymandered maps. Then you have two Democrats. Now, one of them, Janet Protasiewicz, was magnificent. And Paul, you know, there was a headline, at least one of the papers today, picking up on this forum that was held yesterday. She came right out and she said, the election right now has been rigged in this state. And she said, I am not permitted, obviously, as a judge, to say how I would rule. But then she said, just bring a case on fair maps, on getting rid of gerrymander. And the Republicans quaked in their boots. The fourth guy, Everett Mitchell, nice enough guy, nowhere near as experienced as Protasiewicz. And there's two things, and I got to say, because I think it's important that everybody understand this. There was an article the other day, his former wife accused him of abusing her in a contentious divorce. She made this allegation 10 years ago that he had sex with her when she was unconscious and that he'd emotionally abused her for years. And then there was a dispute. She said that she checked him into a mental health center of some sort. And he said, no, he checked himself in. Okay, I don't want to get into any of that. I also do not want to hear about this for a Supreme Court race when he's the guy with the less experience than Janet Protasiewicz. Give me a break. Give me a break. Janet Protasiewicz, if Doro or Kelly win, you will have gerrymanders for 10 more years. If Protasiewicz wins, she will get rid of gerrymandering because the seat she's taking is one of the deniers who's stepping down, and then it would be a 4-3 majority to get rid of gerrymandering. So everybody calls in. What are you going to do about gerrymandering, Matt? You know, you talk about it. I am talking about it right now. You want to get rid of gerrymandering? Like Janet Protasiewicz. If somehow this fellow Mitchell gets in, who's a pastor of a church, God bless him, I respect that. We're talking about the Wisconsin Supreme Court. We have separation of church and state in this state. I want an experienced person on there, and that's Janet Protasiewicz, without a big discussion over the next 7 weeks of allegations made in a divorce 10 years ago. I don't want it. I don't want another thing like happened in Georgia or some of these other elections. So very bluntly, you have four choices in the Supreme Court. Two of them are Republicans. Janet Doro, unfortunately, is the same first name, Janet Doro. But this Kelly, both of them election deniers, both of them will stand for gerrymandering. Then you have Janet Protasiewicz and this fellow Mitchell, Reverend Mitchell. And God bless him. I don't want to get into his personal stuff. I also don't want to hear about it. I don't want to debate it. I don't want to hear about it for the next 8 weeks or whatever it is. Janet Protasiewicz is experienced, much more experienced than he is. We've got to get her in there if you want to get rid of gerrymandering. And I want to get rid of gerrymandering. Okay, this segment went on a little bit. We're coming to a mandatory break. It's a short break. I see you on the lines. I'll take you in order. Do not hang up. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. I'm going to take you in order. Do not hang up, but the order you called in. We're going to start with Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Dick?
To the worst district attorney in the country, Alvin Bragg. 5 months for Weisselberg, 17 counts of fraud, and to me, the worst one of the group. Paying his wife several million dollars for no work being performed so that she could collect Social Security. This is a sham.
Right. Yeah, Dick, I want to pick up on what Dick just said. That's very, very important. This Weisselberg was the chief financial officer for Donald Trump. This Alvin Bragg, I think the guy, you know, somebody got to him, okay? He was elected DA of Manhattan. We had a guy named Cyrus Vanson who was really great, and he'd put together the best prosecutors in New York, and they were about to prosecute criminally Donald Trump. Alvin Bragg ran on kind of a identity politics type of deal and got himself in. Cyrus Vance didn't run for re-election because that's the way the party's going these days. And anyway, Alvin Bragg comes in and says, nah, there's not enough evidence to go against Trump. And one of the prosecutors quit. Basically the fix was in. Who talked to this guy? Then he has this Weisselberg, the CFO. He just reported to jail for 5 months. And as Dick said, 5 months for all these counts and all that money and all this crooked stuff, 5 months. Now, you may say that if somebody super cooperates with the prosecutor and gives them a lot of good info and they get other guys and maybe get Trump, that's worth it. Here, the condition was he wouldn't testify against Trump. He wouldn't. So, it was right out in the open. This Alvin Bragg is bad news. And the Republican candidate for governor, and I'm glad Kathy Hochul won, the Democrat. She's terrific. She really is. This guy, Lee Zeldin, was no good. But he raised one point, and he said, if I get in, I'm going to throw Alvin Bragg out of there. Well, the voters better throw him out of there from now on. I mean, here they were about to prosecute him in New York, about to prosecute Donald Trump. Would have taken a lot of the pressure off of Fannie Willis in Atlanta. The prosecutor down there would have taken some pressure off of Merrick Garland. And the clown says, I know there's not enough evidence. And one of the best prosecutors in New York, a pro, not a politician, goes, I'm quitting. This is crooked. I'm quitting. And then this guy, Weisselberg, 5 months? 5 months? Are you kidding me for all of that? It was wrong, dead wrong. We're going back to the lines. Tom of Cedarburg, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Tom?
Hi, man. Another good show. I keep hearing about Jana Protasiewicz, and yet I've yet to hear her interviewed on your show, on the Devils, really any of the shows on your network, and I'm not sure why that is. Where Mitchell, I've heard him all over the place.
Say that again? Mitchell what?
For the other Democrat, Mitchell, I've heard him interviewed on almost every program that you have, you know, local programs here. But
Matt Flynn Direct, I'm my own man. So, and I'm telling you what I know. And the thing about Mitchell is this, I don't really know Mitchell. I have no idea where he's getting interviewed, but I will say this. There was an article that came out, a week ago, maybe, that said that in his divorce back 10, 12 years ago, roughly, his former wife made allegations that he'd had sex with her against her consent when she was unconscious, okay? That's what it said. And that he'd abused her emotionally for years. She said that she had checked him into a mental health center. He said, no, I checked myself in. Okay, well, God, oh, come on, come on. And then he goes, now that they put out some kind of joint statement that for the good of the kids, let's get beyond this. She didn't deny that what she said was true. He said, no, it didn't happen, but he gave no specifics. I do not, Tom, I do not want to hear about this. You see what I'm saying? I do not want to hear about this for the next 2.5 months and imagine the ads that are coming out of the Republican Party. I don't want to hear about it. And this guy, compared to Janet Protasiewicz, has very little experience. Janet Protasiewicz was a prosecutor in Milwaukee for well over 20 years. She prosecuted some of the worst cases, felonies, in Milwaukee. In Milwaukee. Now she's a two-term judge, very respected. You know, look, I love this radio network, Civic Media, you know, to the extent that it's driven out of Madison, a lot of good folks in Madison. All I'm asking everybody is consider the facts. Consider the facts. If you have a person in Janet Protasiewicz who is the most experienced in this race among all four candidates, why would you pick or support somebody who has less experience and who's going to be spending the next 2.5 months denying that he had sex with his wife when she was unconscious against her will, that he emotionally abused her, he checked himself into the mental health thing rather than his wife. Tom, hey, Tom, I don't want to hear about this. We're talking about gerrymandering for 10 years. 10 years. 10 years. And you have an experienced person, and what other hosts who they choose to interview is up to them. And I'll certainly tell Janet's campaign manager, asked to be interviewed elsewhere. She's been interviewed in plenty of places. But the other thing I will say is, they just came out with some of the money that was raised. She raised, I think, a little over 900 grand. The specifics come out, I think it's January 17. And she has something like 700 some odd grand on hand. Mitchell had about a little over 20 grand on hand as of June 30th. Now, he didn't put out the whole year's figures, so we'll see what happens. But people are supporting her because she is experienced. And the final thing I'll say is this. At this forum that was held that Wisco Paul was talking about, she came right out with guns blazing, said they're not going to be any more gerrymandering. It's rigged. And I'm not going to talk about any individual case, but go ahead, make my day, bring a gerrymandering case. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He said he got uneasy or something about what happens because he's concerned what effect that'll have on minority voters. That's important. There's no question. She feels that too. But it's a lot bigger than that. There's gerrymandering going on up north. You see what I'm saying? And Western Wisconsin. I want a good, tough judge. And I don't want some reflexive thing. Well, okay, a guy will help him work through his inner weasel somehow. And over 2.5 months, I'm real tired of that. Real tired of that. Thanks for calling. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thank you for calling. What's your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, or good afternoon, Matt. Say this, the new clown show that's in Congress now, with their impeaching and all this craziness, here's a couple of points people have to remember when it comes down to the clown show. Number one, there's a difference between a protest and a terrorist attack. Number two, there's a difference between collusion and the truth. Number three, if you think these people are on track or you believe in this party, I want to ask CJ, then why did they really step on their foot by saying we want to throw out ethics? That says it all. That says it all about that party. They want to throw out the ethics bill, correct? If I'm wrong, correct me. But I think they really finally made a great statement. They are not about ethics. That's why they want to eliminate that bill. I'll hang up. Have a great day, Matt.
Yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head, as always. And yeah, they did throw out ethics. There's a congressional ethics committee. And here's how it works. There are 8 members, 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans. And they're top notch. They're by the book. They're honest. They have an advisory council where they usually call on former congressmen, so they know what's going on, four Democrats, four Republicans. So what they did was, coming in, McCarthy, the way he got rid of them, he goes, well, first of all, and the Democrats had been on there a little longer than the Republicans, we're going to have a term limit, so three of them have to get off right away. Secondly, you can't hire any more staff after 30 days. You can't hire staff in 30 days. You have to vet them and all that. There's one staff member. For 2 years, there'll be one guy, I should say one person, investigating this stuff, number two. Number three, it takes four of the members to approve anything, and three of the four Democrats aren't going to be on there right now. It's going to take a while to put them in. And Santos, this crook from Staten Island, gave a big grin. He says, this is exactly right. This will really strengthen the Congress. Look, Bill, these people are crooked. These people are crooked. And you have insurrectionists in there who want to investigate themselves. What you have is, you have Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, who's being investigated by Garland right now, and by the Ethics Committee, blown off a subpoena. He met with Trump in the White House during Christmas week of 2020, and he is going to investigate Garland now, he says, and he wants to see his file. You can't have a criminal investigating the prosecutor. That's just not right. There's a lot of constitutional reasons why this shouldn't work, but this is what we're going to be up for. Then somebody just put in an impeachment resolution for Mayorkas, the immigration guy. And another one says they're going to do it for Biden. They are basically like flies on a barnyard floor. That is what they feed on. They like feeding on this stuff. They're not going to govern. They're threatening not to raise the debt limit unless you cut Social Security and Medicare, defund the military, not send stuff to Ukraine. Tired of these guys. Very tired of them. Thanks for calling in, Bill. Insurrectionists should be in prison. They should not be in Congress. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Hi, Matt. Based on the information you provided, I really hope Judge Mitchell drops out of the race. If he doesn't have the cash on hand, and with all of this questionable information in his background, it's just going to be a drag on the campaign anyway. So I really hope you bring Judge Janet on your show, and interview her. And I hope everyone gets out to vote for her and support her and donates to her campaign. It's too big of an issue, the gerrymandering. We have to get beyond it. So thank you.
Yeah, Robert, good sentiments. I agree 100%. And I'm saying this just because I want to get rid of gerrymandering. And Doro and Kelly will perpetuate gerrymandering. And Protasiewicz came out and led with it and got the headline today for saying, bring it on, that'll be the end of it. And Mitchell was much less experienced, more equivocal and so forth. And as you point out, I mean, God bless him, I don't know what his issues are and all this kind of stuff, but I don't want to hear about his issues, because if he ends up being the Democrat, so to speak, in the two-person race, the whole discussion will be, did he check himself into the mental health facility, or did his wife? When she claimed that he had sex with her against her consent, when she was unconscious and he denies it and she said, let's move on, is she withdrawing that allegation or not? She hasn't withdrawn it yet. When she says that he abused her emotionally and she says, let's move on, is, look, I don't want to hear about this. 10 years, this thing is going to be in for 10 years. Let's get a justice in there who will get rid of gerrymandering. That's what the deal is all about. Thanks a lot for calling. Going back to the lines. Sandy of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Sandy?
Hi, it's on my mind a whole lot. I read that article, too, in Sunday's paper, and I think that Mitchell is being set up. I think that that article was intentional. And if you were to read off the qualifications that Everett Mitchell has, I think you would be shocked in what he's accomplished in Madison. And the fact that this woman, Protasiewicz, sat in Milwaukee for two terms, I'm not familiar with what she's accomplished. The fact that all of that article, to me, was him defending himself trying to maintain custody of his daughter. His wife had mental issues because of the loss of her sister, and it comes down to they're going to bash Mitchell for trying to keep control of his...
Cindy, I have to go to a break. Hang on the line, and I will hear you after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go back to Sandy, and then I see other callers. Do not hang up. I'll get to you in order. Sandy, go ahead. You were going to say a few more things, and then I have a question to you. But go ahead. If you can wrap it up, and then I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay. Thank you. Well, his path started back in 1999. He went to Morehouse College. He was a top-ranking religion senior. And it goes on to 2016. He won the Odyssey Partnership Award, the Charles Hamilton Houston Leadership Award, all the way up to Dane County, where he won a Justice Award. He started so many programs in the Madison area for troubled youth. He's a pastor. I met him and his wife at the North Division High School when he came to Milwaukee in support of the rally for Governor Evers. And just meeting him and his family, it's like, you know what? I'm going to support this person.
Let me ask you a question. And it really comes down to this. He says he checked himself into a mental health facility. He doesn't say he checked his wife in, okay? His wife said she checked him in. I don't know who checked him in. Why did he get checked into a mental health facility? And then secondly, do you think he did anything wrong? I mean, look, these allegations were very serious. And all he came out and said is, I deny them. I mean, Herschel Walker denied a lot of stuff too. Yes, people get contentious in divorce, but you know, we're talking about the Supreme Court, Sandy, all right? And a 10-year seat. And depending on who wins this thing, if Doro or Kelly win it, you're going to have gerrymandering for 10 more years. If Jana Protasiewicz wins it, and she's an experienced prosecutor and a great judge, she has a ton of support. I'm going to give you some of the examples. Senator Kel DeRoyes is supporting her. Dana Wachs up in Eau Claire is supporting her. Rebecca Dallet on the Supreme Court is supporting her. I'm supporting her. A lot of people are supporting her. Jeff Neubauer of Racine is supporting her. There are something like 900 people around the state supporting her. So I'm sure that he's a nice, you know, I'm not quarreling with him personally, but here's the thing. I'm not looking for a project here. Come on. I'm not looking for a project. I'm looking to beat Doro or Kelly. And all this other stuff, to me, is simply going to raise about 2.5 months of trying to understand him, okay? I don't need to understand him. Thanks for calling. Cassandra of Middleton, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind, Cassandra?
Hi, Matt. I Googled him and to see exactly what his comments were. And right now, nothing is popping up in terms of him responding to the allegations. And I just have to say that I am very conflicted about these allegations that all of a sudden pop up during a campaign, and the female is given anonymity. There are not reporters on hand to truly question and evaluate her claims. Because what she has essentially done is destroy this man's life. He will never, ever get his reputation back after these allegations. Now, regarding the race, sadly, I have to side with you, Matt, and it is going to be an uphill battle for him to win, because instead of focusing on his record and what he could possibly do in office, what will happen is so much campaign energy will be put into explaining and defending his personal resume, so to speak. But I have to say that it bothers me that males are not receiving due process or some form of due process when these allegations prop up. Now, the other reason why I am reluctant, Sandy, was spoke very, your previous caller, she was very complimentary towards Mitchell. And I have to say that I have some reservations about voting for Prosewicz. I would like to see some diversity on the court. Right now, we have too many white females on the court. There, I've said it. I would like to see someone on the court who represents people other than white females and white males. All right, Matt, I'll take your answer off the air. You have a good day.
Thank you very much. Cassandra, I love your calls. And, you know, you used to call in when I had the day show in Milwaukee some years ago, and you're my fellow veteran, and I value your opinion. But I would just simply say this. If you don't want white males or females on the court, how would you like Kelly or Doro on the court? You know, this isn't a case of just Protasewicz and Mitchell. This is a case of who can beat Kelly or Doro. Kelly is a MAGA Trumpster who has said that the election was illegitimate. You might as well vote for Voss or Gableman. You do not want Kelly. Doro has been endorsed by Pat Rogensack, who's the election denier, who's the incumbent, whose seat we're running for right now, who didn't vote to certify Joe Biden. So I don't want the person that she endorsed either. It's going to be Mitchell, and it's going to be Jana Protasewicz. And the thing about Jana Protasewicz is I know her, and she's experienced, honest, hardworking, and she will get rid of gerrymandering. Mitchell, I mean, I'll throw this out. He says he checked himself into a mental health facility. Why did he do that? I mean, God bless him. But I don't want to hear about it for 10 weeks why he did it or what was going on. See what I mean? She said she checked him in. He said that he checked himself in. I don't want to deal with this anymore. We're coming to the end of the show. No, I guess we have one more minute. We don't have another caller. This has been a great segment, guys. Here's the bottom line. Do you want to get rid of gerrymandering? Do you want to get rid of gerrymandering? I do, because if you don't get rid of gerrymandering and the fact that you know somebody doesn't want white females on the court, I think I don't care who's on the court. To be very honest, in terms of their identity, I don't care. I want people on the court who get rid of gerrymandering. I want people on the court who certify our elections. I don't want election deniers. And to me, the best way of making sure that happens is to elect Janet Protasewicz. Because if you elect Doro or Kelly, we're dead. And if you nominate Mitchell, we're dead. It'd be very nice if he just delayed this a little bit and ran the next time. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.